1,400 RVs on 126 acres, the world's largest RV dealership. They're right there at LazyDays.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with the AM 1230 and the AM 1490 Traffic Team Report.
Okay, thank you very much, Chuck. He'll be back again tomorrow morning with more traffic updates on our TGIF Friday morning show. Graham 13 now after the hour of 8 o'clock. Always on Thursday at this time, we talk to Jeff Berner from Professional Physical Therapy. He's with us right now. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning, Skip. I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing good. You have a good week at the office?
Oh, it's been hot, but it's been nice.
I got a question. You know, I've heard several different things that you need to do if you suspect a stroke. And I'm sure all of them are right, but in your advantage, what is the things we should do if we suspect a stroke?
Well, they have an acronym, just like if somebody has a fire or something like this, use the RACE acronym. But with a stroke, it's FAST.
Oh.
F-A-S-T. Face droop is the F. So you ask the person to smile, and if you see one side of their mouth doesn't go up like it should,
okay,
to have the symmetry between the two sides of the mouth, that's one indication. You ask them to raise their arms up over their head. If they can't raise the one arm up over their head as well as they can the other arm, then that's a second indication. If their speech is slurred, so you tell them to tell you a phrase,
okay,
pick a phrase, any phrase, and if they either can't find the words to be able to repeat what you just told them, or if they slur their speech, that's your third indicator, and that means it's T, time to call 911.
Okay.
So that's FAST, face, arm, speech, and time to call 911.
Okay, now I just had a call here on our studio line. Let me grab it here. It said, is it really as important, seconds are as important in a stroke as they are in heart attacks?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
They have medications now that they can stop the residual effects of the stroke. They can get a blood thinner into their system so that they can get the blood to the area or stop the bleeding in the brain, because there's two types of strokes. One stroke is where there's too much bleeding and it's flooding an area of the brain, potentially killing that section of the brain. And then another type of stroke where there's not enough blood because there's a clot. They have to identify first what's causing the stroke.
Okay.
And the faster that you can get it resolved, the less percentage of your brain you're going to lose.
Okay, so get to that T and FAST as quick as you can and call 911.
Absolutely. And even if the symptoms go away, if they had drooping and so on, still go to the emergency room, because you need to identify, because once a stroke has happened, you're at high risk for it to happen again later on.
Okay, Jeff, we got another call here. Let me read this one. Do strokes occur more during hot, humid weather than in normal weather?
There's no evidence that says that the hot, humid weather is. I mean, a heat stroke is completely different than what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is a cerebral hemorrhage or a cerebral infarction that is going to limit your function. It's not related to heat.
Okay. How's everything going at Professional Physical Therapy?
It's going very well.
Okay.
Very well. We're helping a lot of people, and we are building our team, and everything's going well.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, if somebody has a question, all they got to do is call you. If they mention their favorite radio station, what happens?
They always get 15 minutes free.
Okay, what number can they call?
They can call us at 423-0100. They can go on the website at ProPTFL.com or stop by the office at 1316 South Ridgewood Avenue in Edgewater.
Okay, now maybe I shouldn't ask you this, but I know you get involved with the people over at Sugar Mill. If people live in Sugar Mill, they should be contacting you, right?
Yeah, we have a satellite facility in Sugar Mill. I see patients there, primarily residents of the Sugar Mill area, but if it's more convenient for somebody to come to when our staff at Edgewater interviews the person when they first call in, if it's found out that they live closer to the Sugar Mill facility, we can schedule them here.
Okay, Jeff, that sounds good. Give a call to the office, get all the information. Jeff, you have a good week. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, Skip. Have a great week.
There he goes, Jeff Berner from Professional Physical Therapy right here on the radio.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
Average household income in America today is $50,000.